Welcome to Luther for the Busy Man, the 16th week after the Sunday of Trinity, Monday. Our scripture reading is Psalm 100. Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come into his presence with singing. Know that the Lord, he is God. It is he who made us, and we are his. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him. Bless his name. For the Lord is good. His steadfast love endures forever, and his faithfulness to all generations. Our scripture lesson is Matthew chapter 5, verse 45. Your Father who is in heaven makes his sun rise on the evil and on the good, and sends rain on the just and on the unjust. If only I duly considered what God has done for me in giving me my eyes, truly a very great treasure, it would not be very surprising if I died of shame for my thanklessness in never having thanked God for this great blessing. We do not recognize the blessing and the noble treasure because it is common. But when a child is born blind, we realize what a painful affliction of the absence of sight can be and what a precious thing even a single eye is. A fresh, healthy countenance is certainly one of God's good gifts to us. It serves us throughout our whole life. Without it, we would prefer to be dead. But how few there are who ever think of thanking God for something like this. Take a closer look at your body and you will find indications of God's grace and goodness everywhere. The psalmist in Psalm 33:5 does not overstate the case when he says, "The earth is full of the steadfast love of the Lord." He had clear eyes and depth of vision so that he could see that the whole earth was full of God's goodness and blessings. What moves God to bestow his goodness upon us? Have we deserved such treatment? Not at all. It is simply God's good pleasure to cast forth his gifts and blessings upon the world in this manner. They embrace the thankless and the thankful without distinction. It annoys us when we have to part with one or two florins, perhaps even less, and even if it's given to the poor. But how many blessings does not God shed abroad on this world daily, even when no one ever thanks him for one of them? For that matter, who still acknowledges God's goodness at all? Let us pray. Your bounteous goodness and mercy towards us, Heavenly Father, is altogether wonderful. Grant us at all times the ability to evaluate your goodness correctly, in and through Christ our Savior. Amen. Purchase the print edition of Luther for the Busy Man and find other resources at ambassadorpublications.org. This podcast is produced by the Free Lutheran Bible College and Seminary in Plymouth, Minnesota. You are invited to our Fall Spotlight Conference with Megan Allman of Life Training Institute, October 9th and 10th. There you will learn to defend the pro-life view persuasively and graciously as we prepare to navigate a post-Roe world. Registration and live stream information are available at flbc.edu/spotlight.